and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey. And for those of you who only listen to this podcast, or this is one of the first episodes of the GSMC podcasts, the various podcasts you're listening to, you may not know that I also host the movie podcast. And so this first story is very interesting in that Quentin Tarantino is evidently making a movie about the Manson family murders, which that almost feels like a well, duh. Of course, Quentin Tarantino probably would want to make a movie about the Manson family murders. But the cast list came out for it. And I mean, there are a lot of people on here to the point that I'm like, I'm not sure who you all would be playing. There's definitely more than just the number of Manson family members that I'm aware of. But this cast includes Al Pacino, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Dakota Fanning, Emile Hirsch, Margot Robbie, Tim Roth, Michael Madsen. And Tim Roth and Michael Madsen have definitely been in Tarantino's films before. But interestingly, some people are like, oh my gosh, this sounds amazing, I cannot deal. But other people are like, wow, Tarantino, again, with very little racial diversity in his cast, and how could he not find like a part for Samuel L. Jackson? But then people are responding to that of, but I mean, it's the Manson family murders. Like, I'm pretty sure all of those members were white. And what do you want him to do about that? That was, you know, real life and history, and he can't change that. And you shouldn't be putting, you know, people of color into historical things where they weren't. To which I mean, like, on the one hand, yeah, I would so love more diversity in films. But on the other hand, yeah, no, it is the Manson family. Like, I don't quite know. And I'm not aware even before this that there was any sort of, you know, ongoing complaint about Tarantino's films not having a lot of people of color in them. I definitely have not seen all of them, but I've seen a number of them, and Tarantino is not exactly my style, let's just say. Some of the things that seem to be, you know, entertaining to him or fun or funny or so cool I have to put it in, even if it's kind of gruesome, I'm like, yeah, I could do without. So I have seen, you know, Django and Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction, and I don't love those as much as so many other people seem to love them. But again, I'm not a big fan of, like, let's do gruesome things. Because, yeah, just anyways. So, I get why people would be upset just as a, this is very typical Hollywood and or, I guess, very typical Quentin Tarantino to not have a lot of diversity in the film. But at the same time, it is a historical event. You shouldn't be really changing, you know, those people just, A, to make more diversity, or B, because you want to. And that's a major complaint that a lot of other people have for different things, like 21, which was also based on a real story, but the characters in that were Asian, but then were played by white actors. Since it's based on a real thing, why couldn't you just get an actor who actually looks like the real person? I don't know. It's hard to explain with Hollywood. Hollywood is definitely its own little world that doesn't quite reflect the real world, but can definitely influence it. I am excited for this film. Well, I am, and then I'm not. Again, me and Tarantino, not the best meshing of visuals and visions and things that shouldn't be in a movie there. I would be very interested to see Tarantino's take on the Manson family murders, because I'm sure he would, you know, approach it in a way you wouldn't normally expect given the subject matter. I'm not too upset about this casting because, again, historical basis. But I'm also probably just, I'm a little worried that it might, you know, glorify in the gruesome aspects of it. And again, these were people going around murdering people they didn't even know, sort of picking them almost at random because Charles Manson told them to. So, yeah, very interesting. I'm not quite sure why people were so upset about it on social media, but that's sort of why social media exists, I guess. It's just to give you a place to go be upset about the different things that upset you. So, yeah. So, we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. The next two stories are very interesting. Just, oh man, I have no idea what to do with this. So the first one is that Alec Baldwin has invited Melania Trump to come on to Saturday Night Live. And if that sounds all sorts of random to you, it actually does make sense. Alec Baldwin is not a regular cast member of Saturday Night, I'm just going to call it SNL because I'm clearly having a problem speaking right now. But he does play Donald Trump on it, and he has done that a number of times, particularly when the election was going on. He played Donald Trump to Kate McKinnon's Hillary Clinton. Those were interesting scenes. But it's people are suggesting that this is in response to Melania wearing the jacket to visit the immigrant children and the whole furor that blew up over that. And so he tweeted, "Dear Melania, we know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. You are quaking with anticipation, shuddering with a strange, newfound courage. Come, come over to the light. We will welcome you as a hero in ways you never imagined possible. And then do SNL with me. Sincerely, Alec." To which my first thought is, that kind of sounds like he's A, asking her to do something else, and B, kind of referring to something else. I'm not quite sure what he thinks she's thinking, or feeling, or quaking with anticipation about, because it doesn't seem to be SNL, since that only comes up at the very end, so it seems to be something else. And whether or not he's being serious about how she'd be welcomed, or if that's him being facetious, is unclear also. But then the SNL part, "and then do SNL with me." It's like, so wait, were you talking about something else for the rest of that tweet, and SNL only came out at the end? Because if so, what was the rest of that tweet about that it wasn't about SNL? Alec Baldwin, interesting guy. Definitely interesting guy. His Donald Trump is very interesting. He's clearly playing up a number of, not features exactly, mannerisms, I guess you would say. And his Donald Trump looked more like Donald Trump than Kate McKinnon's Hillary Clinton looked like Hillary Clinton. But it was interesting to see, in the same way several years ago when Sarah Palin was the vice president nominee, of how much they could do with things without changing it almost verbatim, or whatever verbatim would be for actions. So for example, the thing about the debate with Donald Trump standing behind Hillary Clinton and how they played off of that with Jaws, I thought was very interesting. To the point that, you know, they don't at times need to change much for it still to be a funny situation, because life just works out that way for some very strange reason. Life is life. Like, there's way too many sayings about life that I just won't go into it. Life's just weird. So it's very interesting that he would invite Melania Trump. And he told someone that he had heard she was a big fan of his Donald Trump impersonation, I guess you would call it. But the White House sort of responded of, no, she's not a fan. She doesn't watch it. So it's just like, so wait, she does or she doesn't? Is she or isn't she? Is that just the, you know, sort of official line, because he is playing her husband? And so we have to, you know, we have to present that in a certain way. As of this recording, she has not yet said whether or not she would go onto the show. But I do think it's interesting that he did this invite that seems to be hinting at something else that I'm not quite sure about yet. So I'd like to see if she would go on or if she doesn't, either way, to explain what this other thing is that he may be talking about. But there's also the news came out lately that Cardi B, who we talked about on a previous episode about when she announced that she was pregnant and how people reacted not in the best manner because they thought, you know, she'd be throwing her career away or whatever because she's only in her early mid-20s and this is the time you supposedly need to focus. And for some odd reason, there's still this idea that, oh, a woman having a baby completely ruins her career. No, that's not the case. It can slow down, but it can also do that for guys if you have a family, a baby, and, you know, have to choose between your career and your family. Cardi B announced, evidently, that she has actually been married to Offset, who everyone thought was her fiancé and the father of her child, since September. That they got married in a not really big ceremony. I don't think she wore a dress. I don't think they had a ring. It was just sort of, let's just legally get married. And they had a witness and that's it. And now we're legally married. But then they didn't announce it to anything. She wrote on social media, there are so many moments that I share with the world. And then there are moments that I want to keep for myself. To which, yes, of course you do. And you should absolutely be able to. But that's not the always connected 24-hour world that we seem to live in. And especially since she is a famous celebrity and she's known for interacting with her fans a lot on social media, you can see why people would, you know, want to know about this. But it's her life and that's a, you know, very private moment, so it's totally fine that she would do that, and I can understand why she wouldn't want to tell people about it. But then she went on and was talking about how, you know, all those people who were getting on me for having a baby out of wedlock can essentially shut up. And it's just like, were you guys seriously? Were you? Oh, come on. What? Like, I get if that's, you know, oh, wait till marriage. But I don't know that having the baby out of wedlock ever really did anything. We're not, you know, in the 1500s with royalty and we need to ensure the line of succession or whatever here. So what with her having a baby out of wedlock do that you felt the need to get on her about social media? And I think she's starting to get this sort of different feeling about social media, where before it seemed, and I mentioned this on the previous episode where we talked about her, where before it was sort of a very positive thing and she shared a lot on social media and got a lot of good responses. Now that, you know, the whole baby situation and people have decided to not be as and I'm sure she had negative people before, because that's just the nature of social media. Nothing is ever all positive, and there are people who seem to exist solely just to be terrible and or troll and or just say negative things about anybody and everybody. So I'm sure she had dealt with it before, but I don't think she had dealt with it to such an extent. I can get why she would start changing what she does do. And it's very interesting that this isn't even like I thought of this and then went back in time, because she clearly decided back in September when they got married, oh, I'm not going to share this. This is going to be something I keep for myself, before even announcing that she was pregnant and having the whole craziness that went along with that. So clearly she's got an idea of certain things. Okay, fine. This is something I'll put out in public. Other things, no, this is my private life and I'm not required to share everything with everybody. So I can keep things for myself because I am just a regular human being. And I get that. I really do. I think all celebrities have the right to their private moments. I'm amazed at some of the things celebrities do choose to share, because I most definitely would not be sharing all of those things. I'm like, well, you are way more comfortable on social media than necessarily I am, but good for you. But they do have the right, as, you know, regular people, because even though they're celebrities, they are still human beings, to not have to share if they don't want to. Like, the only time I think you would have to is if it was like a legal matter and you were, you know, under oath and then had to answer the question. But beyond that, social media is a choose what you want to share, except for if something was revealed about you without your meaning to, a la, you know, naked photos or whatever. So good for Cardi B. She totally could keep this to herself if she wanted to, and it was nobody's business but hers and Offset's and, you know, whoever happened to be the witness at the marriage. I can't not remember if it was her cousin or who. But so yeah, good for her. So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Our final story today, like the Cardi B story, deals with a topic that we had previously discussed on a previous episode of this podcast, which is Childish Gambino's This Is America. That video definitely making a statement and became very popular very quickly because of the statement it's making. But now it's come out that that song sounds quite a bit like a song that had been released a few years ago, to the point that there's now accusations of whether or not Childish Gambino plagiarized the song. So people think that This Is America sounds a lot like Jace Harley's song American Pharoah, which came out in 2016. And I went and listened to American Pharoah. And at first, the first few seconds, I'm just like, I don't know what they're talking about. And then it starts and I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, it really, yeah. No, that actually really does sound very similar. And not in that sort of, oh, they have the same kind of melody sort of way, to which, and this comes up almost any time anyone's accused of plagiarism in music, that, you know, there's only so many notes, and so there's only so many melodies or whatever that you can make with the limited amount of notes. So if something sounds similar, that's not necessarily plagiarism. It's you've got a limited number of melodies. However, This Is America and American Pharoah both have this thing at the beginning, and I'm going to reference it off This Is America because I haven't seen a music video for American Pharoah, the part before the gun comes out where he's just sort of dancing, where you've got sort of the beat and then the voice singing a bit in the background, and it's still, you know, a little chill right before the gun comes out. That part sounds quite a bit. And so as I was listening to American Pharoah, I kept expecting A, that gunshot, and then B, for it to go into "This is America," like the actual lyric, "This is America." So it's just like, yeah, nope. I can hear where people are like, this is, you took this song from this song. I get it. And I listened to American Pharoah on SoundCloud, and all the comments were very interesting because people were on both sides of the coin there, whether or not they thought it was plagiarism. But there was a lot of, you know, oh, you should sue him because it definitely sounds like it. Harley actually responded that he himself had thought that "This is America" sounded like his song since the first time he heard it, but he's not really upset with Gambino because they're both saying this very similar message about, you know, being a minority in America and what that means. But he did say, you know, that a shout out would be cool, but that Childish Gambino was a great artist and dope, I could have had some influence on the record. So he seems pretty cool about it, which is amazing to me, because if I thought that, if I had made a song and then someone else had made a song that sounded very suspiciously like my song, and that song became hugely popular to, you know, hundreds of millions of views, I'm not so sure I'd be like, oh, that's cool, that's fine. I'd like it if he'd, you know, acknowledge me, but other than that, I'm cool. It's like, no. I'd be like, I need to get a lawyer, and how can I prove this? Because, you know, my song doesn't have 100 million views, so I'm a little upset. But he's pretty cool about it. But then, of course, again, the arguments, not just on SoundCloud, but on different comment boards, on Reddit, on social media just in general, about whether or not this is plagiarism. I'm a little surprised, unless it's just like a diehard fan, about the people who are like, it doesn't sound anything like "This is America." I'm like, what are you listening to? Is the track somehow different on your computer? Because it most definitely does sound like "This is America." But then again, there's the argument over not everything that sounds alike is plagiarism, because, you know, just, I want to say laws of music a la laws of physics, but I'm not sure there are laws of music. I'm not a musician. So someone did tweet out that, you know, people who aren't musicians don't understand how easy it is to accidentally copy someone else's track. There's a finite number of variables in harmony, rhythm, texture, sound world, etc. To which my first thought is, yeah, sure. Again, not a musician, so I obviously don't understand how easy it is to accidentally copy. And I don't even know that accidentally copy would necessarily be the right word, but just sort of create something that sounds way quite a bit like that one. But sure, accidentally copy, I don't know that I could even define sound world. What does that mean? But then someone responded to that person of, this is very true. However, for subject matter, tempo, beat variation, flow, and cadence to all be exact, it does raise an eyebrow. To which, yeah, it kind of does, because both songs are dealing with very similar issues. And again, it wasn't just like the melody was similar or the beat was similar. It was like this thing with both the beat and the background singing or what have you, and the subject matter and the tempo of delivery for the rap parts. It's just like, that's suspiciously similar. A representative for Gambino did come out and say, you know, no, this isn't plagiarism. Gambino didn't do this. But Gambino himself has not specifically said, I shouldn't say representative, someone who was involved in the making of the song. I'll go with that. So a co-creator or something. Gambino himself has not made a direct statement as of this recording. But yeah, I think part of it is that "This is America" was such a cultural phenomenon. It got very quickly, almost immediately when it came out, very popular. That video watched numerous times, partly because of the message, but then also partly because you kind of have to watch it numerous times to even get all the parts of the message, like the guy falling in or jumping to his death, like the person riding the horse. I watched it 3 times and still didn't get everything I then later read was in that video because I kept getting distracted by the dancing. So I think part of it is because so many people watched that video and talked about that video, especially that video really did that conversation has been having rev up a conversation about, you know, the treatment of African Americans in America. And whether you think, you know, African Americans are treated fairly or aren't treated fairly, that things have improved since the last 50 or 60 years, or whether they haven't, there was so much discussion going on that video, and several people made their own, some would say parodies, some would say versions of it. There was the one that was talking about, you know, the way women are treated in America. There was also This Is Nigeria, talking about the sort of social situation in Nigeria. So the video did create quite a lot of buzz. And then now to have this accusation of plagiarism, it's of course creating buzz all over again. Although I do wonder why this accusation didn't come up before, or didn't come up as much before, because the video has been out for a while and the song American Pharoah is from 2016. So you got to wonder, why did it take so long for this, you know, rumor about plagiarism to start circulating? Did, like, there wasn't a sort of critical mass of enough people had seen it or passed the word of, hey, this sounds like this? Or was it just somehow, you know, people were like, oh, that sounds so familiar. I can't think of what it sounds like, but it sounds so familiar. And it took them rediscovering almost American Pharoah to be like, oh, that, it sounds like that. Harley himself, obviously, you know, he said he thought it sounded like it from the beginning, but he's also not upset about it. So it's not clear that he would have, you know, put out to his friends, hey, Childish Gambino stole my song. But it is very interesting to think, why is this just now coming up? And also, you know, what will happen now with this accusation of plagiarism to the song, to the video? And will this overshadow the message that both Childish Gambino and Harley are trying to say? I apologize. My voice is sounding very strange right now. So on that note, we're actually going to end for today because otherwise I might just not be able to talk at all. But thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.